With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Week 11 starts sick calls next on Fantasy Football Today in 5. Welcome to FFT in 5. I'm Chris Towers here with Adam Azer to talk about some more key Week 11 storylines. But first, let's talk about that Thursday night football game between the Titans and Packers, where the Titans beat the Packers pretty easily. Aaron Rodgers looked pretty bad again. I guess the way I'll start this is, do we have hope that this Packers offense is going to figure it out at some point?
Yeah. You know, you could say he looked bad, but he scored over 23 fantasy points. He's obviously got Watson making plays for him. There were some missed plays specifically to Lazard that I think he might have back, that crossing route wide open, you know, that big play there. But I don't know. I mean, I think he looked good enough to be a viable fantasy starter. I'm actually fairly excited about a lot of the developments in this game. It was a really interesting game. Watson, what, half his catches the last couple games are touchdowns, and Treylon Burks erupted. We'll talk about that. But no, I think they've figured it out enough to be fantasy relevant, probably not enough to be a playoff team. They're 4-7, but you know, you're going to start Aaron Jones. And I think the passing game looks pretty good. I mean, this could have been a really big game for Lazard. That's the discipline. You look at the box score. It looks like he had a second bad game as Watson emerges, but I think that the numbers are deceiving. I'm going to go right back to starting him because I still think that's Rodgers' guy, and he could have had probably an 80-yard game pretty easily.
Yeah, Watson, 4 for 48, 2 touchdowns. The 2 touchdowns are going to make you happy if you started him. He was tied for 3rd on the team in targets with Randall Cobb, who was back from the IR. I guess I'll ask this. Who would you rather have moving forward, Christian Watson or Treylon Burks, who had eight targets, 7 catches, 111 yards in what looks like a breakout game for him?
Yeah, he had 51 yards on their last real play before kneel downs. So before that, it was an encouraging game, but not a great game. I would rather have Christian Watson for sure. This is 2 good games to 1 for Watson. Yeah. Okay, so it's not a huge edge or anything like that. But when you talk about the Titans passing game, when you talk about the Bears passing game and Darnell Mooney, when you talk about these teams that barely ever, you know, the Giants passing game and buying into Wandale Robinson and things like that, I try to avoid, not necessarily avoid them, but the tiebreaker would be, I just have a lot more faith in the Packers passing game than the Titans passing game. We know what they are, 1st and 2nd and 3rd. It's Derrick Henry. So, I mean, you gotta have both of them. If they're available, you have to roster both of them. And Burks is available and Watson is not, but I'd rather have Watson.
Yeah. Shouts to Dan Schneier, who mentioned Treylon Burks as one of his waiver wire stashes in an episode that you'll hear tomorrow. So, you know, a little time travel.
I'm shouting out at him because, he had Watson against me in the FFT league. So screw Dan Schneier for those 21 points or whatever it was.
You know, he might have taken a shot at you in that upcoming episode too. So that's fitting. We'll talk about some more week 11 stuff now. And one thing that I thought of just before we started recording is Cardinals and 49ers are playing at Estadio Azteca in Mexico City. That is 7,200 feet above sea level. That is even higher than Denver. It's the highest elevation that any NFL game tends to get played at. Any concern about how that environment will impact these two teams? I think the one thing that I would think of, besides, like, good for kickers and punters, the ball travels further, maybe for quarterbacks as well. But just the way that the altitude can affect players, you know, breathing capacity, I would think that there's a little bit more risk that, you know, guys will get a little more winded earlier. So any concern there for some of the key guys here?
Well, Chris, now that you mention it, according to Wikipedia, the last time this game was played in Mexico City at this stadium, it was the Cardinals and the 49ers. It was 2005, and the score was 31-14, Arizona. So based on history, I have to be very worried about the Niners. But no, I don't really know how. I know that the U.S. soccer team has a lot of trouble winning there, but I don't really have anything to say about that. It is an interesting wrinkle. I'm thinking maybe it's good for offense. Defenses might get kind of winded.
The one thought I have would be like, maybe it makes me feel a little bit better about Elijah Mitchell, just because maybe Christian McCaffrey takes a few more plays off just to avoid getting winded. But yeah, it's probably not enough of an impact to change your lineup. Let's talk about some other situations. How are you viewing Kadarius Toney? We had Mecole Hardman added to the IR on Thursday. Looks like Juju Smith-Schuster not going to play this week. But I will point out, even with Hardman out last week and Smith-Schuster missing the second half, Toney only ran a route on 6 of 15 pass plays in the second half. So he was not a full-time player. He could be this week, obviously. But how are you viewing him? Would you start him ahead of Michael Pittman or Gabe Davis?
No, I wouldn't do that. I would definitely not Gabe Davis. Pittman, I would start Pittman in full PPR. I would start Toney in non or half PPR. I view him as a borderline must start guy. I'm pretty excited about him. I think hopefully this week of waiver wire wide receivers will not just be good this week, but will be pretty good rest of season. And he could be a part of that. Maybe. I think the path is clear. You're hoping that he just gets more and more worked into the offense. So I wouldn't start him over those guys necessarily, but I would start him over Adam Thielen. I would start him over the Texans wide receivers, and I'd probably start Collins over Cooks. Any wide receiver that you just can't stand right now, I'd start Toney over.
All right. What about real quick before we go, DeAndre Swift versus the Jets running backs? Who would you start there?
I'd go with DeAndre Swift, and I don't have a great reason for it. He's
better.
He's practicing in full. Yeah, he is better. I really think very little of the Giants defense right now. I mean, it's fine. It's a fine defense. It's not a tough matchup, even if the numbers say it is. I think that, he can do it in one play. He can make a big play. And meanwhile, the Jets running backs, if you can still sell them, I think I would sell them, coming off a good game, but they split very evenly. Patriots are a tough matchup. So I would start Swift over them.
All right. That makes sense. And that's going to do it for FFT and Five. We'll be back tomorrow with some waiver wire stashes ahead of week 11. You can talk to Adam on Sunday morning, looking ahead at the injuries and more start sit questions for you. We'll see you then.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.